Let's get an update on a story we brought you yesterday. Over the Thanksgiving weekend, in fact, it was the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, outside Tacoma Mall, I-5, outside Tacoma Mall, a 19-year-old with a long criminal record got into some sort of a road rage situation with another vehicle. We're not sure what set it off. But he fired into the vehicle and shot and wounded an 11-year-old child. Again, this is not to be mistaken with the 9-year-old boy who was shot in a road rage episode on Highway 167 the previous week. This is a different little kid who was shot. Anyway, they got the guy that they say is responsible. And he is facing, of course, first-degree assault, numerous other charges, and also felon in possession of a handgun. What do you know? He's got 18 prior arrests. Here's Como's Mary Nam.
Como News has learned the man accused of shooting an 11-year-old boy in a road rage shooting in Tacoma has a lengthy arrest record. Troopers say the man opened fire at an SUV on I-5 near the Tacoma Mall, hitting the boy who was sitting in the back seat. Troopers arrest the suspect a day later. Tonight, he's in jail and being held on $750,000 bond. The state patrol says the 11-year-old boy is still in the hospital but is expected to recover. The gun used in the shooting has not been found.
Okay, Jeremy Harris from Como 4 in Tacoma covering this shooting. He interviewed a woman who lives in the same rental house as the 19-year-old suspect.
Police arrested the 19-year-old man roughly 24 hours after he's accused of opening fire at another car on I-5 near the Tacoma Mall. A round struck an 11-year-old child in the back of this black SUV. The driver went to this fire station off I-5 to seek medical help. While the criminal case plays out and the boy recovers, it's still hard for people here to wrap their heads around kids being shot on the highway.
So I'm a woman of faith. I believe in the power of prayer. Just keep praying for our city because it definitely needs it.
Yeah, what they definitely don't need are guys like this 19-year-old. I'd love to know how his previous cases were handled by prosecutors and judges. Again, 18 prior arrests that seemingly resulted in only 2 prior felony convictions. So he's 19, which means that basically he's been spending his entire teen years and probably before then breaking the law and making trouble. And of course, he is not allowed to own a gun. So when you hear complaints about gun violence and we need more gun control, to say, well, it's already illegal for him to have the gun that he had. Somehow that doesn't stop them. I've always marveled at how political progressives think that someone who's willing to break laws against shooting people, assaulting people, raping people, robbing people, are going to obey laws against possessing guns. Or, wait a minute, does that magazine hold more than 10 rounds? Yeah, no, we can't have a 12-round magazine in this gun. I can only have 10 rounds in this gun before I take it to go out and shoot people. I mean, it's so bizarre. But, you know, that is where we are. And again, as I said yesterday, what we're seeing here is increasingly audacious, brazen, frightening behavior by criminals who have been emboldened by the change in law, the change in policies, whether they be arresting policies, you know, certain crimes just aren't going to be paid attention to anymore, or what they're charged with, or whether they even have to make bail. And then how much time do they actually get for the crime they actually committed? And then can police, are police even allowed to chase them? And the answer is in most cases, no. And we see how, if you will, the criminal community has now reacted. They're even uglier. They're even bolder. And more people are being badly hurt. Give you an example here of how ridiculous things have gotten. Thanksgiving night. Several smash and grab burglaries involving businesses. Okay, so not just going from car to car, but businesses. Police in Tukwila caught up with the suspects and let them drive away. Here's Como 4's Hannah Knowles.
Police say the suspects used the stolen vehicle to break into the businesses. Officers say they were able to locate the suspects in the vehicle at one of the scenes, but they drove off. Now, officers did not pursue because they say it doesn't meet the criteria in accordance with the state law. Police say the burglars are responsible for thousands of dollars in damage and lost merchandise.
Okay, so what they do here is they use the car as a battering ram. They steal a car and then they smash the entrance of a store and then go in and clean it out. Again, the audacity involved in something like that. So brazen, so utterly undeterred by the law. And then the police actually catch them. They catch them at the crime scene, right there in the vehicle. And they simply drive away because they know that since it's a property crime, the police probably won't even chase them. And so away they drove. This is a direct result of the new police pursuit law. It was passed in 2021. It immediately resulted in criminals not only getting away while police watch it happen, but were increasingly encouraged and enabled to drive recklessly to get away from police, because if police can't get them right where they are, then they can't chase them, so they need to get away. And so you have chaos on the highways as a result, and you've had a huge uptick, a doubling of car theft. And of course, when people steal cars, they usually don't, you know, use their turn signals and drive at the speed limit. So the legislature realized immediately they made a mistake. And legislation was created to modify the police pursuit laws. And they had the votes in both houses. In fact, it passed the Senate, then it passed the House, but it was a little different. The bill was a little different in the House, so it had to pass the Senate again. And left-wing senators led by Manka Dingra, radical from the 45th District in Redmond. Thank you, Microsoft Land, for sending us Manka Dingra to the state Senate. Probably the criminal's best friend in Olympia. She and her colleagues bottled it up to keep it from coming out for a vote because they knew it would pass, knowing full well the carnage that we were seeing on the highway. So now there's an effort being talked about to try and get it through, get a modification of the chase through again. Here is Corwin Hake from Northwest News Radio.
The partial ban on police chases already has been revisited once, allowing officers to pursue under reasonable suspicion of a crime in progress rather than the more restrictive probable cause. But objections remain.
It is becoming common knowledge to the criminals that if they do not stop, they will not be pursued.
Spike Unruh, president of the Washington State Patrol Troopers Association, links the new law to a rise in car thefts, crashes, and DUIs. But supporters of the anti-chase law have long cited statistics about pursuit related deaths. Retired University of Washington professor Martina Morris cites a figure, 50%.
This is the fraction of deaths in these incidents that are bystanders or passengers.
Now, Real Change reports Morris is offering new research showing chase-related deaths have fallen 80% since new restrictions kicked in, from 11 killed in the 15 months before the new law to 2 deaths in the 15 months since. Corwin Hake, Northwest News Radio.
Okay, don't know if those figures have been confirmed by more reputable sources. But even then, you have to understand, you're looking here at tunnel vision. That's one aspect of police pursuit, rather than what is the totality? What is the larger effect of telling police they can't pursue bad guys? What is the larger impact? And I think we know what the larger impact is. Chaos, and increasingly brazen and violent and reckless criminals. Okay, it is easy to document more crashes. It is easy to document more people driving under the influence of drugs and alcohol who no longer think they have to stop. Auto theft doubling in a year, the year since they passed this. Again, none of this a coincidence. Anyway, we'll continue following the story. But again, there's also just the specter of police catching violent burglars red-handed, and they just drive away. And in a civilized society that values the rule of law, not to mention the property loss of victims, you don't let that happen. Not in a civilized society.